and we had to go float logs the next morning. Break them dump, you see. I had a fever, and he had a spike foot. And we had to float from here on the other side to go on the other side and break that dump. It was on an ash log. And that thing was going pretty good. That thing going to sink all the way. And this boy pulled around there and started rolling that log around, and me and him both fell over in that by in January. I'll never forget that. And I had plenty of water now. I come straight to the front. Because, you know, the sun shining this way, them devil snake laying all along that grass there. And I told him, next time I cross, I'll be in the boat. I ain't going to cross that no more. That's in Yankee Day. Right. I float on the log there. But that's danger.
Yeah.
All them big snake out there.
Well, Mr. Henry, tell me about the kind of land you have here. Can you tell me a little about it?
Land?
Yeah.
Well, we got that was so-called sandy land, but it ain't pure sandy like they got up the hill, you know, up in the hill, that's yellow stuff they got. But we got sandy, we got good land, and then that buckshot.
Yeah.
Now, that's a tough thing.
That real kind of, if you got that kind of real sticky land?
Yeah.
That's called
buckshot. We call it buckshot.
Yeah.
Some people call it black land.
Uh-huh.
You see, and you walk in that land when it's half wet, you forget that big mud. And you kick, you might knock a man down with that mud when you kick.
Yeah.
That's back in the wood, though. They don't have to. Or someplace they got it out, Joe. But you take long here, it's all land like that land over there.
Is it sandy or is it?
It's sandy.
Mix,
you know.
Mix of sand and what?
It is sandy like it is over here in San Francisco. You see, San Francisco is that yellow stuff. And you got a certain distance to go in that. You can't go no deep in that pan. Well, I'm working it.
Uh-huh.
But this year, you can go 3 or 4 foot deep. You still can dig.
Yeah. When did you work over in St. Francis?
I didn't work there. I worked up in the San Lino.
Yeah.
You see, but it's all the same thing.
Oh, you were? Where? St. Helena?
San Lino, John Gutaspo.
Yeah.
Right. Go come into San Francisco.
Yeah. And that soil is what kind?
The soil is kind of yellow stuff.
Yeah. And clay like.
And you can't go too deep in there.
You got loam soil here?
Loam soil?
Yeah.
What you mean?
You know, loam, you got any of that soil that's kind of loamy or loamy?
No. That's the kind of soil they got right there. And it's good. It is good. But the soil, make good crop. But the soil over there, it's good soil too. But, and when you get wet, it sticks to your foot. That's correct.
But this soil is more fertile.
It looks like it's more strong in the one over there.
Fertile?
Yeah. It make a crop better over here. Well, you make crop for that red clay over there, but so hot. You got to mind yourself over there. When your crop is good to pick here, you threw over there. Because I remember that man made a crop of cotton. He started picking that cotton in July. Well, we don't have to start in July.
Yes.
Start in August, September.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Well, Mr. Henry, you're kind of a low place, the way you couldn't raise anything but.
Over here?
Grass or hay for cattle.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you got that back in the woods. The mushy place you're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you got something down below there. You just ought to see that. Get on that I-10 going to New Orleans from La Place into New Orleans. You ought to see that motion place. Nothing but just water.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes it gets dry, but it's still wet. That's the motion. You can't do nothing but fish.
It's just what kind of land?
It's that black land. I reckon. I ain't never seen it. It's that black land. It's always covered on the water.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
They call it a what? A